Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Burns. Batting second. The second baseman, Buck Herzog. Batting third. The center fielder, Benny Kauf. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Heinie Zimmermann. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Art Fletcher. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Thorpe. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walter Holke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Raridan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Sally. Pitching for the New York Giants, Slim Sally. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Shane Collins. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred McMullen. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Shoeless Joe Jackson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Happy Felsch. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chick Gandel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buck Weaver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Reb Russell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Reb Russell. And now, play ball. George Burns is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Benny Kauf is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kauf hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins. Kauf reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. Herzog moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Heinie Zimmermann is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Zimmermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weaver fields it and throws to home to get Herzog. Kauf moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to home to get Kauf. Zimmermann moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zimmermann scores. Fletcher moves to third. Robertson moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Holke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sicott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shane Collins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards third. Zimmermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred McMullen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMullen moves to second. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Felsch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher misplays the ball. That's an error on Fletcher. McMullen moves to third. Collins moves to second. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gandel hits a pop-up towards first. Holke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Slim Sally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sally bunts towards first. Gandel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weaver misplays the ball. That's an error on Weaver. Sally moves to second. Benny Kauf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kauf is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kauf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Sicott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicott takes first base on ball 4. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Raridan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Heine Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Sicott fires over to first and Gandel drops the ball. That's an error on Gandel. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive towards third. McMullen catches it and throws to first to double up Zimmerman. Two outs. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sicott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 0-for-1 in the game. Holke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0-for-1 in the game. Felsch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burns. Felsch reaches second base with a double. Collins goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Giants. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0-for-1 in the game. Gandel hits a fly ball into center field. Kauf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the White Sox 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raridan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Slim Sally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sally is 0-for-1 in the game. Sally bunts towards first. Gandel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sally for the out. Raridan moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a line drive into right field. Collins picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Collins. Raridan scores. Burns moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weaver misplays the ball. That's an error on Weaver. Burns moves to third. Benny Kauf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kauf is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kauf hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gandel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gandel. Burns scores. Herzog moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Giants. Heine Zimmermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zimmermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmermann fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schalk for the out. Two outs. Eddie Sicotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicotte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sicotte hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the White Sox 1. The Giants will come to bat. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 0-for-2 in the game. Holke hits a pop-up towards short. Weaver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. There goes Robertson. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Robertson steals second. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Raridan is walked intentionally. Slim Sally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sally is 0-for-2 in the game. Sally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Shane O'Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins strikes out. 1 out. Fred McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Kauf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Felsch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the White Sox 1. The Giants will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Benny Kauf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kauf is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kauf hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heine Zimmermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. There goes Kauf. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Kauf steals second. Heine Zimmermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zimmermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0 for 2 in the game. Gandel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sally fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Weaver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Weaver moves to third. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weaver scores. Schalk moves to second. It's 4-2, Giants. Shane O'Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Schalk moves to third. Risberg moves to second. 2 outs. Fred McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herzog scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the White Sox 2. The Giants will come to bat. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Fletcher reaches second base with a double. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robertson bunts towards the mound. Williams juggles the ball. That's an error on Williams. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 0-for-3 in the game. Holke strikes out. 1 out. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Raridan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fletcher scores. Robertson moves to second. It's 5-2, Giants. Slim Sally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sally is 0-for-3 in the game. Sally strikes out. 2 outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Felsch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0-for-3 in the game. Gandel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kauf. Gandel reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. Felsch goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Giants. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gandel moves to third. 2 outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schalk. The throw from Raridan, and Herzog drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Gandel scores. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 5, White Sox, 5. Birdlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the White Sox 5. The Giants will come to bat. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herzog strikes out. 1 out. Benny Kauf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kauf is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kauf hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Heinie Zimmermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmermann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Zimmermann hits a line drive into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Shane Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-4 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, McMullen bunts towards third. Zimmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a line drive to center field. Kaup throws towards third. Zimmerman fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zimmerman. Collins goes all the way around to score. Jackson moves to third. It's 7-5, White Sox. Happy Felch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felch is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Felch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gandel hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. There goes Felch. The throw from Raridan and he is out, Fletcher applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weaver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 0 for 4 in the game. Holke hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Giants, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.